More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
WA government is drafting guidelines that will tell dog owners what to do when it comes to pet training and stuff.
Okay. You feel like there's going to be some backlash here?
Well, I wonder. I don't know. Talk about maybe, say, if your dog is getting anxious during dog training, you should stop it, according to new health and welfare guidelines being drawn up as we speak. 43-page document has a host of standards and guidelines, some of which would potentially carry penalties
if you don't fulfil them.
So, the first one, training should be stopped or modified when it causes a dog to become anxious or stressed. There are minimum size dimensions for dog houses and kennels. Avoiding speed bumps when driving with their dog. And carrying a canine first aid kit when going for a run.
So definitely more animal friendly.
Yeah. Motorists drive with care and try to minimise bumps, jolts and swerving. Pets to be restrained during transport to prevent distraction and risk of injury. Dogs not to be tethered for a period exceeding 2 hours. Exceeding 2 hours in a 24-hour period.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea.
How will they enforce it?
Well, that's one question, and there's a lot of questions that will...
Is it going to come in an email, this 43-page document? Are they going to hand it over?
When you get a dog, do you get given a guideline or something?
Interesting.
I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see. This has been drawn up by the Agriculture and Food Minister, Alana McTiernan's department.
Oh, okay.
Interesting to see. Well, do that, but then are they going to come out with guidelines for kids? That's the next thing. Like, seriously, I think that would be more useful, just quietly. I don't know. More than 60 foot long, which is 19 metres, a 19-metre teddy bear that took more than 3 months to be stitched together in Mexico has been dubbed the world's largest by Guinness World Records.
I love it.
A Guinness adjudicator spent more than 5 hours measuring the 4.4-tonne stuffed toy at a soccer stadium in Mexico, confirming it was the largest, taking the title from the previous winner, the 16-metre teddy bear from America in 2008 that had previously held the record.
Have they named it?
Apparently not.
Oh.
What would you call a massive teddy bear?
Ted. Really creative here this morning.
I guess now we just have to find the 30-metre-long baby to go with it and everything will be perfect.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is... 5 in 10.
Yeah, we're back with 5 in 10. Tara from Carnup's on the line, ready to have a go. Morning to you.
Morning.
Welcome. Excited. And you had Weet-Bix this morning by the sound of you. It sounds like you're full of...
full of gusto. You've got this, Tara.
I like it. All right, so airborne tickets up for grabs here. This looks really cool. So it's a mix of, from what I can tell, acrobats and...
Skaters, dancers, and circus performers, and it's like a face-off against it. So there's like a battle in there somehow.
Yeah, right.
Of skills, I guess.
You reckon they'll do a dance-off in amongst
I hope
maybe?
So.
That'd be cool. So that's at the Performing Arts Centre on the weekend, Friday and Saturday nights?
Yes.
I think. So you
I'm
can be
sure.
there.
Yeah.
Good luck. Sounds all right, doesn't
Thank
it? Okay. I'll get this timer ready. 10 seconds on the clock. And you need to name 5 things in 10 seconds... that fit into this category. Are you ready?
Yep.
Types of coffee.
Arabica, Robusta, instant, cappuccino, latte.
Yeah.
Hot diggity damn.
I told you.
She even got some of the actual.
Yeah.
We were just hoping for,
anything really.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have certainly taken Nescafe. But you
exceeded our expectations.
What were you coming up with? You were thinking like, flat white.
Oh, flat whites, cappuccinos.
But yeah, like you threw macchiato. Everything into that box there. Nice work, Tara.
Thank you. Enjoyed being a previous barista.
Oh, that's handy.
Well, there you go. Clearly, we picked your specialty subject. Nice one.
All right. Thank you very much.
News out of the WA Police. They're soon to be issuing on-the-spot infringements. No more having to wait after you go through a camera. They're talking about giving you notice by email or text to allow them to immediately issue infringements and such without paperwork. But what's the bet? Go through a camera, get stung, get a text, then get napped by another camera.
For looking at your phone.
When you check your phone.
Yeah. Phones have got to be down. Sorry, did you say 3,000-something devices are going to be bought for
3,500 handheld computer devices.
I wonder how much that's going to cost. I wonder if it'll end up...
Well,
working out.
I'm sure they'll find a way to raise funds for it.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed
with Verity Hughes reporting.
Yes, in the feed this morning, I read a film critic slash a few wonder whether a polarizing new movie is trying to be bad.
Okay.
Minutes ago, an energy surge knocked out power across the entire Pacific Northwest. This needs someone who can figure out exactly what we're dealing with.
You're not suggesting who I think you're suggesting.
We have no choice.
What the?
Are you in charge here?
Yes, I am.
Nope! Wrong. I'm in charge.
Allow me to clarify. In a sequentially ranked hierarchy based on level of critical importance, the disparity between us is too vast to quantify. Agent Stone?
The doctor thinks you're basic.
Listen, pal, I don't know if you realize
I'm sorry, Major. What was your name?
Benny.
Nobody cares!
Stay in there and be quiet.
How much longer? I can't breathe in here.
Do you have your child in that bag?
No. I mean, yes, it's a child, but it's not Maya.
It's not your child.
Smells like body spray and an old ham sandwich.
Okay, for those who don't know what's going on here, that was Jim Carrey. And this is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a childhood favourite, DeMello. Starring a deranged Jim Carrey as the evil doctor. One of the voices you would have heard there. It hit the internet yesterday, the trailer. It's copping a little bit of flack from critics already.
You've got to look at the whole thing. There's not a lot of audio necessarily that looks as cheesy as the whole thing. It's an interesting look.
One guy has said that he thinks it's intentionally bad so that people will go watch it ironically.
Okay.
Time will tell come November, I guess.
Yeah.
A little bit heavier. Ashton Kutcher is a key witness in the trial of a man that's been accused of murdering several women, including the star's then-girlfriend. And he's set to speak about her death publicly for the very first time. The trial's going to begin in LA this week. He's one of the witnesses on call. It happened in 2001. Yeah. That's going on. Something a little bit lighter, though, to finish on. First of all, Barack and Michelle Obama have a production company. And second of all, they've unveiled a wide-ranging slate of programming that's going to be supplied to Netflix. Including a biopic film about Frederick Douglass. Now, who is he? I googled him. He's an American social reformer.
Right.
And there's going to be series, documentaries, films released on the streaming service over the next few years. One of them is set to be released. It's called Bloom, set in post-World War II. So, you know, that's something to look forward to.
Obama Productions, look out.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.